Welcome back to The Edge. Hey, where's my rich results search? It's not on Google Search anymore. WooCommerce, GoDaddy, and Square have Google Shopping integrations, and featured snippets are starting to show also covered on this page links. You're listening to News from The Edge for the week of May 31st, 2021, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From The Edge of the Web Studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
This is Edge of the Web. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, owner of Site Strategics. Every week, we bring you amazing guests to chat with about digital marketing topics. And each week, we actually dig in deep on SEO topics as well as digital marketing news, separate from our weekly interview podcast, getting more news to you as quickly as possible. So let us know how we're doing on our breakout. We've been doing this for now 6 months of breakout news away from our interviews that we've been doing last year. And actually, we've been doing it a few other years. This is our 10th season of doing this. So listeners, if you want to jump in and let us know how you like the news served up to you this way, let us know over at edgeofthewebradio.com or on iTunes. We certainly would appreciate a review there. Check out all the recent shows on anywhere that you get podcasts, because we're there as well. Welcome to the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. Joining me this week to get his take on all things digital marketing newsy is the SEO liaison of Wix, the unmutable Morty Oberstein. Yes, we gotta fire up that title. The unmutable and kind of shady guy, Morty Oberstein.
Suspicious but good folk.
That's right. That's right.
Where do you leave these reviews, by the way?
Where do you leave the reviews? On iTunes. Do you have an Apple, right?
Yeah. I went to the Edge of the Web website. I'm looking to leave a review. I like the Morty guy, but
No. We were asking for the listeners, not Morty. Morty, you're asking you for a review. Well, go right ahead. He's gonna graffiti all over it. That's what he's gonna do.
I will troll you. Funny story, our lead technical SEO, Nathia Limella, has a local knowledge panel.
Okay.
And in his local knowledge panel is a picture of me and him on stage somewhere at a conference we spoke at a while ago. And I left him the Q&A section of the local panel.
Yep.
Yeah, I left him like, why am I in your knowledge panel? I can't get rid of you. You can't get rid of me. This is horrible. It's literally in there. I never deleted it either. Yeah. That's trolling to a whole new level.
It truly is. It's SEO trolling, right?
It's SEO trolling. That's right.
Wow. See? Jason Bernard would be so proud of you. He truly would.
He would be. I could tell everybody. I could tell Jason. I could tell you. Possibilities are endless.
Do you see the gears going right now? I mean, literally, he's looking at his entire SEO world now.
Also, another great trolling option is you can, the verification postcard with the GMB.
Yep.
So you just create a business like Aaron's a giant jerk. and the address is your home address, and have the card mailed out.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me.
Merry Christmas from Morty.
The guy that does Mark Roper, the guy that does a lot of these really cool NASA videos and stuff like that. He did the best Pinewood Derby video in the world. It's like 80 million views or something like that. But he made this device because of so many porch thefts. He made this device that has four different cell phones on it. And whenever you snag it and open it up at home, it sprays fart spray and glitter all over the place.
Glitter, I've seen that.
It was hilarious. Well, awesome. Some guy actually did something really nasty to him. I can't remember what the issue was, but he pissed off Mark Roper. So Mark started to direct mail to all of his surrounding neighborhood, right, with this guy's name on it, some pretty nasty subscriptions to magazines and penile enlargement brochures, but it was canvassing the entire mailing address zip code. Oh my gosh, it was terrible. But I mean, that's some next level type of comeuppanceship, right?
Next level. I nothing on that.
No, exactly. But hey, what's going on in your world?
Nothing.
Fantastic. See?
Literally nothing.
What an anticlimactic response.
I know. You would think I had something better than that, right?
Yeah. But you got nothing.
Yankees are terrible.
You watched the Indy 500, right? So how was that?
I did not watch. I watched the Knicks lose to the Hawks in the playoffs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. First time I haven't watched a Knicks game in like 20 years because they suck.
Yeah.
Of course, the one time I watch a Knicks game, they lose.
Probably should stop watching the games then.
They are. I mean, they had a good season this year. They're in the playoffs for the first time literally since I was a kid.
That's baseball, right?
That's, yeah, close enough.
Okay.
You got the ballpark right.
All right. You know what? We're going to play some ball here on some SEO news. Confused with anything else. Honestly, I've got no sports metaphors. I've got Star Wars. I've got even Hogwarts, but I go into sports and.
Hogwarts. Have you read Percy Jackson, by the way? I just read that with my kids.
Have not, no.
It's good.
Got to check it out.
Yeah.
We're reading The Hobbit. We're reading the quintessential keystone there. Everything was derivative of. And we're going The Lord of the Rings, but I got to break him away from his YouTube addiction. Because now we're in summer. So now the family's battling how much they're going to be on the devices this entire time.
Dude, my kids steal my old cell phone all the time and watch YouTube on it.
Yep.
Yep.
We're going to be changing the password every night.
That doesn't work. They figure it out. They crack the code.
I may have taken the Nintendo Switch away last night after the kids fell asleep and hit it.
Just need to take it apart. Well, there's one control over here. There's another control over
make
here.
Make him work for it.
Yep. Hey, it's really... There's
like Jacob under his covers at night, his wife trying to sleep. He's playing Nintendo Switch.
I said, I can just take it into work. Be like, I can't do this meeting right now. I'm.
Well, have you seen Circle? Circle is an awesome thing to be able to govern over your internet activity and be able to filter kids. And you can also, from here, I can stop my house's internet. And I can hear the silent cries of my children. It's almost as good as a Jewish space laser, but not enough.
Right. So I can blow up my internet with my space laser.
Exactly. All right. First article. God. From Matt Southern over at Search Engine Journal. Google Search Console removes rich results search appearance. Google is retiring the generic rich, I almost said geriatric, generic rich results search appearance and Search Console performance reports, as there are now individual filters for much more understanding of the rich result types that they have there. So basically, if you don't know what that is, you're not going to miss it. But we have had rich results for such a long time, and it breaks down into different product results, videos, FAQs, and this is directly tied to your schema deployment on your website. So the generic rich results search appearance is not required anymore, and they're actually kind of deprecating it. Quote, Google, a few years ago, we created a generic rich results search appearance group that included multiple rich result types, including those that didn't have their own breakout row on Search Console. This is not required anymore since we have breakouts for more rich result types. I can't even say the sentence. For example, event, FAQ, how-to, and much more. So, grouping all the data for rich results was never an ideal situation, but it has been the only solution available at a time when granular reporting wasn't available. Now, GSC is reporting much more granular. We've got 19 different search appearance types right now. I mean, we have 400 plus schema types, right? So the rich actually a good deal of a subset of the schema types, but we have a lot more accuracy, a lot more granularity of that. So, Morty, what say you?
No, I mean, you know, nothing, right? It makes sense. Nothing's actually changed, except if you want to add up all the numbers, I guess you can export it to a spreadsheet and, you know, calculate it that way.
Yep.
If you wanted to see the total grand tally of all your rich result impressions. But other than that, like, why would you want to do that? But so it's not really a big deal.
You know, they've been putting more and more into GSC here recently and gives us a lot. Full picture of how Google looks at your site from a lot of different dimensions, including, you know, we've been talking about this for a number of months, the
core web vitals.
There it is, right there. So, I mean, there's that, there's AMP and wrestling with AMP. Oh, well, the other news right there that, what was that? That 40% of SEOs are looking to jettison AMP whenever it's no longer required for the carousel.
Yep. Yep.
There's a sidebar right there.
There's a lot of AMP hate out there.
Oh, you better believe it. We couldn't stand it. We couldn't stand it for the longest time. And you know what? I can't stand these AMP plugins that say that they're all that in a bag of chips and they have an update and they decide to screw with your rendering of your entire site because they're that powerful.
I abstain from commenting on that.
Oh, my Lord. I was chewing glass today. Chewing glass, I tell you. All right. So rich results are going bye-bye. They're going to be gone. They'll be supporting the rich result appearance until August 1st, but then it's gone. All right. What's here now is actually even some better integrations with shopping. Google Expand. This is from Search Engine Land by our friend George Wynn. Google expands its shopping integrations to include retailers such as WooCommerce, GoDaddy, and Square. Google's rolling out integrations with more e-commerce platforms to enable retailers to show their products for free. For free across Google, the company announced Thursday. It's also testing a new checkout experience that shows shoppers all the purchasing options offered by a merchant in one place. Now, that's pretty darn cool as well. Have you come across any integrations with e-com here recently from Google, Morty?
Say that again?
I don't know. Morty.
By the way, you know who's missing here?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, heads will roll.
Where's what?
I think I need to bust some kneecaps.
So he's gonna troll and bust some kneecaps. Boy, you're setting yourself up for a really good week, man.
What's your title at Wix? I don't know, official kneecap buster.
So there's some partners.
This is good for Google. It makes a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to compete with Amazon, trying to have as much products out there as possible.
Yep.
I don't think that's the unique selling point of Google in terms of its product. I think what you saw come out, I think it was from I.O. as well, mm-hmm. was the data side of products, right? Whether or not the product trends, the pricing trends, when it's a good deal, when it's not a good deal. I think that's where Google shines.
Yep.
This, of course, makes sense and it's good for everybody. So why not have your product show up on Google and seamlessly integrate to the Google SERP or to Google Shopping from your platform. So it's a great move by Google. Why not do it? I like, there must have been some sort of deal with Shopify to delay the announcement of the rest of them a week or two, right?
Yep.
You would think, like, kind of obvious. So good for Shopify for pulling that off. That's a nice move by them.
Yep. They announced at I.O. and then and Google's
right?
actually...
They had a giant screen, Shopify, and then a week later, WooCommerce as well.
Boom, 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 boom. And who's missing again?
Yeah, Wix is missing. And I hope they're listening to this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to get into the mix very, very quickly, right?
Mm-hmm, right. That's the spirit.
That is the spirit.
That's what I should be saying as the official liaison. I'm
trying to bolster you up, man.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are proud to have Site Strategics as the sponsor of the Edge of the Web news podcast. Site Strategics are pioneers in agile digital marketing. Our core specialties are technical SEO, including the elusive Core Web Vitals, SEM, social media management, conversion optimization, and results-based marketing that actually works. Go figure. You actually try something out, test it, and be able to adjust based on performance. We've also developed a unique omni-channel media marketing and content curation process guided by our weekly R&D from Edge of the Web interviews. We incorporate the best techniques for content broadcast strategy and execution. So if you're interested in what we can do for you, just give us a call at 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932. All right, back to you, Morty. What's next on the agenda here from a news article? We've got search engine.
What's happening here? This is not my job. Just sit back, look pretty.
Oh, wow. See, I was about to just pivot and throw the mic at you.
I was ready to throw the camera on him and everything. Morty's reading this headline. Let's go.
Oh, you see. He's not ready for C1.
I found this. It wasn't Glenn Gabe. It was me. I'm joking. You know, Glenn listens to this podcast, so it was Glenn.
It wasn't Glenn Gabe. It was me.
It was me.
I'm a real boy.
God. We should give some context to this.
Yes. All right.
So I'm sorry. It's your podcast.
No. Really, really. So we're talking about an article on Search Engine Roundtable, right?
That's Barry Schwartz's website.
That's Barry Schwartz. He's here again. Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to have
to. He never left, really.
We have the spirit of Barry right here behind Jacob, right?
Yeah, great.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. All right. Google's featured snippets test also covered on this page links. So what we're talking about here is a feature snippet. We all know what the feature snippet is inside of Google. All of a sudden, and remember, we were actually bitching and moaning here, or at least I was, about the inline links that were actually showing up that had nothing to do with that particular the site where they pulled the feature snippet from. There were like cross links going into other Google searches. Well, this is a new experiment. What's this experiment that's happening here, Morty?
So, okay. So the story went like this.
Yeah.
Barry posted an article about some other featured snippet test, and I was trying to replicate it. Okay. And as I was trying to replicate it, I found this.
Ooh.
So I tweeted, hey, I don't think I've seen this before, CC at Rusty Brick.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out like 2 hours before, Glenn Gabe found the same thing.
Oh. And so, and who gets the credit there?
Glenn, obviously.
but I mean, you're the one that tweeted to Rusty, right?
No. Glenn found it first. Okay. Fair and square. Okay, so the interesting thing is like this. So it's a carousel of other topics topically covered by the page.
Right.
You click on it and the jump link, it takes you to that section of the page.
Right.
They are not just the H2s or the H3s on the page,
mm-mm,
which you would think, right? Google just pulled off the H2s or the H3s, threw them into this little bubble carousel or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And you click on it and it takes you magically away to that section of the page where you can find the topic being covered.
Right.
Because when I looked and I saw, there were filter options or carousel options that were not representative of the H2s. It was topics that were covered, literally topics that were covered, but it wasn't just a word for word. Hey, we pulled in the H2, we threw into a carousel. They're analyzing the page, understanding the topics that are there.
Yep.
And throwing into a carousel.
Yep. And if you kind of scratch the surface of this a little bit deeper, is you're probably seeing knowledge panel and people also asked, kind of an amalgam there. They're actually understanding what people are looking for. They've been able to mine that paragraph, not an H2, so it's no longer a handrail type of thing. They're actually inside the content. They're understanding what you're talking about, and they're actually creating the headline for you, so to speak.
Yeah, and look, I think there were a couple of examples that were the H2, so they're deciding when to use the heading, when not to use the heading, which is interesting, right? Like, what makes them decide, okay, well, here we'll use the heading, here we won't use the heading. One of the interesting thing was one of the options, if I remember correctly, there was a heading that was like semi-similar to it. So why not just pull that? But they didn't. Hmm. So it's very interesting. It's very advanced. It's kind of, you're right. It's kind of like the people also ask box.
Yep.
Combined with a knowledge panel, like you've dissected the entity that is this topic from this page.
Yeah.
And you threw it into a carousel.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's really interesting and really cool. I mean, I don't know if I would click on, like, would I click on one of the carousel options? I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice way of seeing how relevant is this page. Because you just go through the carousel. Like, okay, this page looks seriously relevant. And I will now click and enter it.
I think we're seeing, you have to be watching the signs for the brain at work here, right? And Google understanding its entities and what people are looking for. You start seeing these one-off moments like, oh my gosh, they're actually doing that. They're interpreting, they're diving down, and it's not about, and then it's back to the whole point of what Google was saying a couple of years back. It's not about how many headlines you have on the website. It's not about what your keyword usage is in the headline. The game's way past that. The game is how useful is your content? No, you're fine. How useful is your content? Are you talking about the entity? And do you have enough related information to support the fact that you are an authority about this particular, either a granule of the entity or the entity at large? I mean, this is pretty substantial stuff here. It's almost like an ecosystem that we've got now in the featured snippets.
Yeah. I mean, look, when you say entity, I think it's a good point. I think people miss the point on this. I just use point way too many times in one sentence. A concept is an entity, and your page is talking about a concept, right? In this case, it was Moz's domain authority metric.
Right.
Is domain authority being handled comprehensively by this page? Are the subtopics that are supposed to be there? Now, obviously, it's Moz.
Right.
It's their metric, so it is. They're the ones making this up, right? Like they're the ones who created it. So you would hope that they're the ones that comprehensively discuss it. But it means, yeah, if you're looking at a feature snippet that you want to target and you see a page ranking there, you see, hey, you know, maybe they're not showing there consistently, maybe I can something better, whatever it is. You need to analyze that. You need to thematically analyze that page to see, okay, how are they handling the topic or the entity or the concept?
Yep.
How are they breaking it down? How could I do a better job breaking it down? As opposed to, well, I guess you throw some more headers in and some more bullet points. That'll get me the feature snippet.
Hmm. Interesting. You're absolutely right, though, is that it's you've got to have the supporting dialogue inside your content. And that comes with the passage indexing or ranking factors. And sorry, it's always a thing.
No. It's Google's fault for using indexing originally. But it definitely goes to that. Look, if you Google some really long tail queries, you know, I don't know what is blah 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 versus blah 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 blah. There's some really academic papers out there that will, or pages that will get a featured snippet that are very unstructured. It happens all the time. So it's not just the structure. And now you're seeing Google showing you, yeah, like we can completely profile this page.
Right.
Or not completely. We can really profile this page, pull out what should be there, what shouldn't be there, or understand what should be there, shouldn't be there, and show you what we've broken down as part of our analysis within a carousel.
And
it's here we broke it down.
Look
for
what
you.
We did. And on top of it, with the icing on, the cherry on top, they'll probably even cite themselves, right? Too soon?
But yeah, I think the idea of SEO content, or thinking of content from an SEO perspective in terms of page structure, internal linking, which I am not saying are not important, internal linking in particular, very, very, very important.
Yep.
Now you need to really actually look when you're doing a competitive analysis, and people, it's like a funny thing. You need to actually read the content on the page and spend the time to go through and read it and see what's their tone, what are they covering, how are they covering this topic, and see what can I do more than that or better than that. It's not just a matter of structure and linking and so forth. It's actually the content itself.
Yep. Because you're really optimizing for an entity, right? Towards feeding that entity more definable information, right?
Yeah, well, it's treating a concept or a topic like an entity, right?
Right.
So what does this topic consist of? It's really a simple question. And I would say that, of course, you should use your keyword research tools, whether you're using SEMrush or Ahrefs or whatever it is,
right,
your keyword density and your competitive scores and your search volume. But there are other tools out there like Answer the Public. I know Mark Williams Cook over at Candor has also asked, where you're getting a sort of topical map of the topic, right? You're getting a breakdown of all the subtopics that are part of this larger topic. And those kind of things are way more, I think, are way more important in many cases, particularly when you're trying to actually, okay, I've decided I'm going to write about this topic. Great. A tool, that's the traditional keyword research tools won't really help you with what do I talk about now? How do I comprehensively cover this topic so that the entity that is this topic is now complete, is full.
Right. So we go after cluster identification of related topic matters. Again,
correct,
the subtopic understanding and also what top headlines and trending. It's not only about understanding the dimensions of that topic and the subtopic variants there, but it's also understanding what's the most discussed areas and what are the popular spokes of that particular topic. And
what are people actually interested in?
Right.
But you can see that in saying that people also ask. I think people don't look at that enough to see, okay, what's Google's take on this topic? What's related? Google in particular, I've been looking at this actually for a while. I need to actually write this up.
Mm-hmm.
How Google handles people also ask versus Bing's version. And the driving theme between the two is Google really takes the thing as a concept, right? The topic, the query being as a concept itself,
right,
and tries to break it down. So let's say you talk about World War II. That's your query. I'm making this up. But it'll like, who started World War II? When did World War II end? How did World War II end?
Mm-hmm.
What were the consequences of World War II? It'll break down the entity or the topic from multiple angles, multiple perspectives, and parse the entity and pull it apart.
Right.
You could see Google doing that in the people also ask versus Bing doesn't do that as well.
Yep.
Which shows you what Google is really looking for when you take a topic. Google wants you to pull it apart and take it from more. And it might be, by the way, that applies, I don't think, just to one piece of content, but it applies when Google looks at your site overall. When you talk about SEO, or you talk about, I don't know, quantum physics, that you as a site pull apart the topic from multiple angles, multiple perspectives, multiple levels, whatever it is, so that when Google looks at your site overall, it says, okay, this entity or this topic is covered really, really well.
It's exactly. Parsed. Exactly. And that is semantic SEO right there, or search entity optimization. I'm just going to keep on moving. That. Absolutely. That's exactly where we are.
To me, that's EAT. Like, forget author, you know, bios and, you know, kind of having your content reviewed, whatever. Those are all good things. Mm-hmm. But to me, topical authority, expertise, and trustworthiness, however you want to, did I get the order wrong? I did. Doesn't matter. Is how do you handle the topic overall?
Exactly.
Google looks at your site. How do you handle this topic?
I guess the biggest question I have is, and as we go deeper in, we will be actually going into further shows in this 10th season of actually unpacking this into semantic SEO and almost like a series that we're going to be putting together. But the point is that if you're trying to map to the knowledge map that Google has, and it has all of the tendrils of all the different subtopics of this narrative, right? And if you are not going to actually, for example, if we're talking about World War II, do I have to actually unveil all of the different pieces? If I'm just talking about this one subtopic over here, do I actually hurt myself by not writing towards the full map of topics? That's my biggest question. Is
that's a good question. Like, I think you can go two ways with it. What are you trying to do? Like, for example, let's say your site is only about Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So perhaps you don't talk about the Battle of the Bulge.
No. Yeah, then you go deeper, and you go deeper, into Pearl Harbor.
Right. You have no idea about history, or like, what the hell are they talking about? By the way, screw off that you don't understand your history. So that's my former history teacher.
Watch out. Right? He'll kneecap you.
Yeah, I will kneecap if you don't know your history.
All right. Well, this is an ample breakaway here to let's table this, because I think this is going to be the continued discussion inside of SEO, is to be able to how to encapsulate, how to write really good content that's authoritative, that is also mapping to what Google actually understands about this, and getting ahead of it and be able to feed that engine with even more information. That's optimization right there on your site. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of it, Marty. And we'll be talking to you next week. All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for Edge this week. Be sure to jump in and check out the first segment of the Mark Traphagen podcast. And be sure to also check out our recent podcast as of late. Hey, you know what? Just be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and give us a review over at iTunes. That's how we play in the algorithm sees there. And from all of us over at Edge, stay safe, stay well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.